The big stage of a UFC championship fight is a platform reserved for the very best.
Henry Cejudo's a tough guy, but the knees, he just couldn't defend them.
For those who are not able to seize the moment, a harsh reality sets in.
These guys fight 10 times, the results may vary. But on this night, Dillashaw gets the finish.
Because second chances rarely materialize. But for the number one contenders of UFC 227, redemption is within reach.
It sounds trite, but it just does not get a whole lot better than this, ladies and gentlemen.
Former bantamweight champion Cody Garbrandt suffered his first career defeat.
Quick feet!
When rival TJ Dillashaw took his title in a heavy-handed battle for the ages.
Oh! Big knockdown for Cody! There's the horn.
You know, he got saved by the bell.
Whoa, he's wobbly.
So I'm gonna go in there and shut his lights off this time.
Whoa! TJ Dillashaw has done it!
I'm the best in the world, and I went out there and proved it that night.
He wrenched the belt away from Cody Garbrandt.
I don't mind kicking his ass again.
I came off the couch and dropped your ass.
Oh, yeah,
I'm talking about.
All right, bitch.
You gotta run it back.
The second title rematch on August 4th will see Henry Cejudo re-enter the octagon against 125-pound king Demetrius Johnson. Cejudo has kept flyweights at bay since his 2016 shot at the belt, solidifying his place as challenger to Johnson's throne.
Switch!
Which the record-breaking champ has held for the entire history of the division.
They are all still chasing Demetrius Johnson at 125 pounds.
We all want to take him out, and I still know that I could dethrone him.
You better hold on tight.
This kid is relentless, and he brings ferocity that you only get from someone who is at the level of an Olympic gold medalist.
We are Cejudo!
Bring every single thing you can, because I know I can hurt you again.
Oh! We're right into an armbar! Phenomenal!
Another amazing performance for the champion.
One, two, three.
Challengers seek revenge.
I want to take some bets. What's up?
And champions aim to leave no doubt.
Heads in motion, please.
But before the octagon lights up Los Angeles, California, first, get ready for UFC 227. Countdown. Sacramento, California is home to an MMA supercamp that has bred UFC title challengers for years. But only two products of Uriah Faber's renowned team have ever captured the ultimate prize. Former champion Cody Garbrandt and reigning bantamweight king TJ Dillashaw. Their battle in New York last November was the culmination of a long and winding saga.
Ready, go!
That began on the blue mats at Team Alpha Man 5 years ago.
At Team Alpha Male, we actually probably sparred too much and went too hard. We didn't have a head coach, you know, it was just a bunch of fighters coaching each other. So it was like big brother, little brother beat the crap out of each other.
New for most of us, okay?
These years saw veteran Dwayne Ludwig become the team's head coach.
Make it perfect!
Before he eventually returned to his home in Colorado.
30 seconds, pick it up!
Dillashaw, who flourished under Ludwig's guidance, would also leave to train with Ludwig and others.
That's good.
Departure that garnered resounding animosity from Team Alpha Male.
Getting the flack that I have for leaving Team Alpha Male never has made sense to me. You know, fighters change camps all the time. No matter where you go, you have to pick up things that you like, things that you don't like. So everywhere from Team Alpha Male to Dwayne Ludwig to Elevation Fight Team, I get to instill everything that I've learned from those camps into my own.
Dillashaw continues to change scenery, and training camps today take place in Orange County, California, at the training lab, where he is assembling a new fight team.
Set our box to flow a little bit.
Just as Dillashaw's past relocations were necessary for close proximity to his head coach.
Good pulls, way to lead the dance.
Ludwig now adapts to the needs of his star pupil.
Inside, outside trips, light strikes.
Colorado's my home, but what brings me to California is training TJ.
Nice, love it.
I like to make sure that he is healthy and happy, and it's the great place for him to learn and grow.
Offset their balance, catch them while they're offset. Love it, TJ, very nice, baby.
He comes out to California just for me. Usually fighters have to travel to where their coach is at, which I did. You know, I came out and put some time in at Dwayne's gym, and I still do. I still live out there.
You're the partner, guys. Let's go. You're the partner.
But for it to be a mutual thing has been amazing.
Good pulls. Heads in motion, please. Good long distance. Very nice.
Dwayne's more than just a head coach to me now. You know, he's always making me evolve and adding new techniques to my game and holding me accountable.
Nice. Good strikes on that transition, TJ.
And that's what pushes me to the next level.
From the moment he met Dwayne Ludwig, Dillashaw soared to new heights.
Left high kick, okay?
Okay.
Switch crosses, step again, left kick.
Okay.
Switch crosses, step again, left kick.
Nice job. Sir. What? A finish. Every time you get into the octagon, you see new techniques, you see a new level of confidence, you see a young man who is on the rise.
Looking for the finish! Burrell on his back! TJ Dillashaw is the new UFC Bantamweight Champion!
What a moment. What an incredible moment.
He won the title as a massive underdog. Twice defended it.
Outstanding. What a combination.
TJ Dillashaw remains the champion.
Wow.
But Dillashaw's reign came to a questionable end.
Oh, good right hand by TJ.
When he dropped an extremely close split decision to bantamweight great Dominic Cruz.
By split decision.
A month later, Dillashaw's former sparring partner began one of the greatest year-long campaigns the sport has ever seen.
Members of Team Alpha Male call Cody Garbrandt the next UFC champion.
Oh, there goes right Mendes. That'll do it. Cody Garbrandt by knockout.
He's got elite-level quickness, and you have to be quick in this 135-pound division if you want to compete with the Dominic Cruzes, the TJ Dillashaws. And he landed a big left hook. Mendes hurt.
Garbrandt lands another left hand. Huge right hand! Almeida's out!
A superstar is born in Las Vegas tonight.
I'm the hardest hitter in the division. I'll knock anybody out in my division. I'm gonna be the champion.
Cody Garbrandt, who's one of the most exciting prospects in this division.
Oh, my, rocked him!
48 seconds is all it took.
Nothing short of spectacular.
What's up, Dominic Cruz? Where are you at? I'm gonna break your jaw.
Three consecutive first-round knockouts earned Cody Garbrandt the bantamweight title shot against the man who took the belt from Dillashaw.
What head movement by Cody. Beautiful.
And Garbrandt seized his opportunity.
Dominic's in big trouble. No one has ever been able to do this to Dominic Cruz.
Oh!
Garbrandt's journey was made possible by the support of Team Alpha Male. And the camp still thrives today. With former UFC fighters Chris Holdsworth.
Yet another submission win!
And Danny Castillo, now at the helm.
Oh!
Elbows in tight, keep those elbows locked to that rib cage. Nice job. Good and time looking. All we're gonna do is we're snapping down in the hole, looking for the outside, switching double. Snapping down, boom. Outside, switching double. One, two, three.
MMA is slowly shifting. Now you're having coaches that were actually fighters the way it should be.
So changing levels, boom, stepping around.
Our coaching staff were all UFC vets, so we're able to bring our experience and our knowledge to the table and help these guys.
After we reach that leg, sweep out to the side.
Yes, good. Okay, so we're still staying with that technique. Boom, stepping. We get athletes that come in here all the time from all over the world, and I can remember the exact day that Cody came in. I could tell right from the beginning that, you know, he was gonna be a world champ.
I want you working the footwork.
Danny Castillo,
he goes above and beyond, you know, as a coach, as a teammate, as a friend, as a mentor. And Chris Holdsworth, too, so he is a real-life martial artist, and he's one of the best friends I could ever ask for.
Garbrandt's loyalty to his alpha male teammates and coaches has been unwavering since day one.
Where's the little snake?
DJ's here with us.
Him and Dwayne, come over, take over the show. They take over your gym, they'll take over the show too, I'm sure.
Which is why Conor McGregor's exposing of then-teammate TJ Dillashaw in The Ultimate Fighter.
There's a little snake in the grass right there.
Was taken personally.
What, you gonna do something about it? You gonna do?
I'll do something about it.
Well, do something then. Do something then.
I ended up sticking up for TJ and nearly losing my UFC career because of it. Come to find out, once the show was done, he already had a house in Colorado.
Come on, almost done, you guys. 20 push-ups. Let's go. 20 push-ups.
Where I come from, loyalty is everything.
We're all working to one goal, and we're all going to build each other up.
But, you know, TJ's had a silver spoon in his mouth ever since he was born, you know, so that just prepared me for what's to come.
1, 2, 3.
TJ Dillashaw's razor-thin championship loss to Dominick Cruz opened the door for Cody Garbrandt to secure a title shot.
Oh! He stunned him again!
And seized the belt. While his former teammate reached the peak, Dillashaw had to go back to the drawing board and earn a chance to recapture what he lost.
I went through and made sure to fight the top guys. I wanted the number one ranked fighter because I wanted my belt back, you know, and I knew that was the way to get there.
The former bantamweight champion doing everything he can to get back to the top.
And this is a dangerous fight for him. A Sun Tzu is one of the most skillful guys in this 135-pound division.
Really, all that really matters is getting my belt back, what I think is rightfully mine. I want my belt back. I'm coming for that title.
TJ is better than he's ever been before. Good uppercut there by TJ. The Lineker of the last couple of years has been pretty sensational, and TJ's just running over him.
It was a great journey, and it got me back to where I belong.
Firmly established as the clear number one contender, the grudge match with Garbrandt was booked.
We left Colorado, we were out in California. You're like a prostitute on a corner bouncing around from gyms.
We said I'm out learning.
We'll find that out November 4th.
Yeah, we will.
Won't we?
Yes, we will.
The buildup was a showcase of their heated rivalry, including a stint in The Ultimate Fighter. Before the pair put words into action at the Mecca.
Present, but for my money, this is still one of the best pound-for-pound mixed martial artists on the planet, the former UFC bantamweight king, now number two in the world, TJ Dillashaw.
And Cody Garbrandt gladly carries the alpha male flag on his back. The guys with TJ Love, don't worry about it. You have upgraded. I am better.
And no one knows the style that TJ Dillashaw is going to bring into the octagon better than this man.
It just does not get a whole lot better than this, ladies and gentlemen.
You want to touch gloves, do it now.
And if you bet on the prop that they would not touch gloves, it is time to cash those tickets.
You ready? Let's go, fight.
TJ has a remarkable ability to be calm, and he loves to fight, and this is where he belongs.
Oh, big right hand landed there by Dillashaw.
Yes, take your time.
Take your time.
Cody's trying to trap him.
He wants that kick every time.
On his ass after he fell.
The first round of the fight was just, you know, what I always do.
He's very fast, man.
Just a master counter-striker and extremely accurate. Like, look at that left hook.
And I was landing, I was controlling the fight.
Woo! That was some reckless exchanging right there, gentlemen. These guys are getting wild.
And I ended up catching him, you know, with the shots I always hit him with.
With Cody, you have to worry about split-second mistakes that can cause you to get knocked out.
Oh! Big knockdown for Cody. There's the horn to end round one. Wow.
I came forward hard, ran into his hardest punch. My feet weren't under me completely, but I was there.
Slow down.
This round, let's see if he's still rocked. He only got 1 minute over there. This round, let's bring the pressure.
That was a big knockdown. He caught him coming in on the chin,
We really don't know how hurt TJ still is.
Coming out the second round, kept my composure. I've taken his hardest punch and kept coming, you know, so I got nothing to be afraid of.
But he looks fine as far as the way he's moving. He looks like he's fully recovered. Oh, he caught him in the head kick! And a right hand as well.
Yeah, cut it off.
Cut him off.
Now here comes Dillashaw.
I know the holes that the guy has, and they were there.
Oh, he's there!
Scar breaks down. Dillashaw trying to finish this fight.
That's it.
Whoa! TJ Dillashaw has done it. Dillashaw, now a two-time UFC bantamweight champion. He wrests the belt away from Cody Garbrandt.
Who would have thought after the end of round one that he could finish Garbrandt in round two? And this rivalry may not be ending anytime soon. There is a new king at 135 pounds.
He's a hell of a fighter. He's young. He's going to be back. Like, I'm going to see him again, you know? This isn't the end of Cody Garbrandt.
The thrill of victory in MMA is matched only by the agony of defeat.
This is what drives me and motivates me. I saw my wife, my mother's book. I like going out through that.
But Cody Garbrandt endured challenges of the fight game well before his lone octagon appearance last year.
In 2017, I injured my back and was traveling around the world, getting injections and procedures done. I had a lot of stuff going on in my personal life, and I lost my focus on what I really needed to focus on. That was the fight. But throughout my life, I've always gained more from my losses than my wins. You know, from this loss, I gained a wife, I gained a child. We went on a book tour in New York and LA.
Cody Garbrandt just got a book out, and it's called The Pact, a UFC champion, a boy with cancer, and their promise to win the ultimate battle.
We promised each other that he would beat cancer and I'd make it to the UFC, and I would take him along the journey with me, and we'd win the world title together. And that chapter of our life is closed, and we're moving on. Now I'm chasing greatness. It's been great, and I'm just super motivated to get back in there.
Stay there. Keep working.
To smash TJ, to get this title back, and bring it home to my little boy. We'll climb back up that mountain. Week by week, day by day, practice by practice. Every rep, every drill, every session is a day closer to getting that title back. I look at the past fight. This is the new me, better me, and a very prepared me. I know if I stay focused, like I have been all camp, August 4th, I'm going to knock out TJ Dillashaw and prove that I'm the best in the world.
Weeks after recapturing the UFC bantamweight title, TJ Dillashaw and his wife Rebecca welcomed their son Bronson to the world.
What?
And the growing family now splits time between home in Colorado with training camp in California.
It's been really nice to be in California with him so young, and our families are in California, and our closest friends are, and right now we're just enjoying a little downtime.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. I'm so excited.
See if I did a good job.
Bronson's awake and Daddy's home, and we're just hanging out and having a little dinner before he heads back out for practice.
Dillashaw's combat sports journey began here in SoCal as a collegiate wrestler. And as he reunites with coaches from the early years, others have just recently entered the fray, such as strength and conditioning guru, Sam Calavita.
He came back and trained for the first time, and he puked all over.
Right hand, go. Good, nice. Go.
From that point on, he said, this is what I need to take me to the next level.
Turn!
Sam Calavita, he's a genius.
Let's stay with him. Good, nice, nice. Good, stay with him. Good, 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 good.
I'm stronger and in better shape than I've ever been, and I'm the oldest I've been.
14, looking good, go. 14, yeah. Go. 15, go.
I integrate math and science to a level that right now is unprecedented. In our case, somebody says, I'm done. We're able to look actually at the science and say, no, you're not there.
He can spin for 2 minutes. Oh. Go ahead, just spin it. Flush the legs, flush the legs. Crush it. Crush it, big dog. 2 minutes, man, 2 minutes. All power.
He always trains different energy systems. You know, it might be a long distance. It might be a short sprint.
Good, turn that car. Bam, bam, look at me see. Go.
He might throw us in the pool in the backyard and tie a string to us and act like he's fishing and make us hit a sprint for a minute.
There you go. Looking good, that a boy. Breathe. Good, looking good. There you go, kick.
I always look for improvement, and TJ is a machine right now.
Pain now, makes the fight easy.
Improvement is essential in all areas. And Cody Garbrandt combines training with study, meticulously examining the first fight with Dillashaw in preparation for the rematch on August 4th.
Watching tape on TJ, trying to break his game a little bit more down. You learn certain ways he moves his feet, his head. You know, he dips and rolls, and a certain way he throws punches and kicks.
TJ Dillashaw switching stances as usual is in blue.
From the looks of the last fight, he's still using the bang system, just the way we remembered it.
Level change. He throws a lot of feints and level changes before he comes in.
See, missed another low kick.
Yeah, he hardly touched me in the first round.
For as much as these guys don't want to be considered the same, they do have that same fighter's mentality.
Oh! Big knockdown for Cody. There's the horn to end round one.
See, look, he's still kind of...
At the blow, he's wobbly. He just wobbled.
It was fast pace in there, and I was just trying to slow everything down. TJ wasn't fast. TJ was slow as but kind of lost the focus, you know, and maybe a little bit of adrenaline dump.
Oh! He's there! Garbrandt's down! Dillashaw trying to finish this fight!
That's it!
Whoa! TJ Dillashaw has done it! Dillashaw now a two-time UFC bantamweight champion. He wrests the belt away from Cody Garbrandt.
It's funny what you remember from fights.
That's annoying.
I think the thing I remember most was just his corner being such a...
Too slow! Too slow, TJ!
Because I know their voices, you know? I know who they are.
Nothing! Take down the fight!
They were trying to talk crap or get in my head during the fight, and that's why after I knocked him out, I turned around and yelled at the corner and I said, what? You know, just kind of like, that's who you guys get, you know? Like, we were once friends, you know? Don't forget that.
And this rivalry may not be ending anytime soon. TJ Dillashaw is the hunted again.
I just remember all that. Just TJ getting in my face, you know, I can't wait. Can't wait to get this dude back.
While differences can often be settled inside the octagon, the most heated rivalries can resonate for years. And UFC 227 in Los Angeles will write the next chapter of this bitter feud.
It's not fake. They really dislike each other.
Let's go cross hook, opposite kick.
But you know, at the end of the day, they're two of the best fighters in the world.
Oh my! Great connections by Garbrandt! This is still one of the best pound-for-pound mixed martial artists on the planet.
Cody's a tough test, but TJ is on another level, and that'll be proven once again.
TJ Dillashaw!
Open up the hips.
When I'm healthy, nobody in the world can beat me.
With Cody, you have to worry about split-second mistakes that can cause you to get knocked out.
I'm gonna go in there and strike by strike, blow by blow, and just knock him down, take him out of the fight.
Oh, what a combination!
Two body.
Too
fast.
I'm just gonna get out there, have a smile on my face, and show off.
This is where he belongs.